Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Identical twin brothers in a joint wedding this summer. They're registered at Kinko's.
Stay tuned for our Thursday show.
I actually think you're quite good at this.
The best of radio.
Yeah, I've heard better.
I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
Turn on the radio.
When I think of radio in the tri-state area, one name usually springs to mind.
This is Jen Myers.
Did we trade for a state?
Yeah, right.
Where'd that come from?
Well, I was not part of the tri-state area, let's be real, because the tri-state includes just New York City and Long Island. And that's the thing about being from New York State. Everyone, when they come to visit you, thinks they can go see a Broadway play. And
oh, really?
I am about 8 hours by car from New York City. My parents are. So, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the company, Jen, Kevin, and Lance with you this morning. And it's kind of a weird day. You wouldn't know any different, but our company is growing in size. We just acquired two new stations, KFDK and now 96.3. And today's like the first day of school. Like, everyone's coming in. There are lots of balloons. There's a red carpet. There are all of these champagne flutes out.
Yeah.
Which was very funny because it's radio and they had to post a picture saying, please do not touch.
Ooh, should I not have licked them all?
No.
I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to steal like 200 plastic champagne flutes, you need more help than we can give you.
And the question is, for what? What are you going to, if you're going to take 200 of them, what are you going to use them for?
I feel like they shouldn't have put that note out. We have security cameras. And if someone decided to lift a bunch, guess what? Your services are no longer needed.
Right.
Why? Why do you feel the need?
What happened?
You're a grown adult stealing plastic champagne flutes. I don't think you need to be here anymore. But I love the note. But yeah, Courtney is on vacation, headed to the airport, I think, as we speak. And we have a lot to do on the show today. 12K a day starts at 6:10 this morning. A code word every single hour for 12 hours through 5:10 this afternoon. And a shot at $1,000 every single time. So we'll give you that code word in just about a half an hour or so. We also have Imagine Dragons tickets for you. I've had friends texting me like crazy because it's going to be a hot ticket. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, July 11th. Tickets are on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. But we have your tickets this morning and tomorrow morning. And a lot to cover this morning on the show. Showers this morning, then just windy later in the day. Low 50s for our high. And right now, well, it's 55, so I guess that rain's going to cool us off a little bit. Lance Hildebrand now with another look at traffic.
And that's
Y98. It's Courtney and Company minus the Courtney. It's just the company with you, Kevin, Lance, and Jen for the next few days because Courtney's on vacation. If you missed it about 15 minutes ago, your code word this hour for the 12K a day is BOLD. Text BOLD to 72881. Okay, it's time to have the talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this because it's early, and I don't think the kids are listening.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about relations. This is when I wish Guy were still here, because he always brought this stuff up.
Maybe that's why he's not here anymore. I kid.
Great, so I'm going to launch right into this.
Yeah.
I don't think HR is awake yet.
No, they were here kind of late last night. I think you might be okay.
I think you're fine.
A couple in the UK recently posted on a website they want to hire someone else to explain the birds and the bees to their kids so they don't have to.
Oh, come on.
By the way, if you're not happy with your job, you might want to quit and just do this for a living. They're offering $3,500 for it.
Whoa. Mm.
They want someone who's a licensed child care professional, but they want them to cover a lot. They have two kids. Tell me if this is too young. 7 and 8.
I would think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the birds and the bees talk when I was 8 because I came home and asked a bunch of questions that my mom, she's like, okay, have a seat. But before you think about having that talk with your kids, just know I kept going into the bathroom every time she mentioned the male body part.
It made you sick?
No, I was like, oh, I have to blow my nose again. And then I would just sit in the bathroom and laugh for like two or three minutes, funny. Turn the water on so she couldn't hear me laughing. Like I could not get through it without laughing. Maybe too young.
I think so too. Almost having a 7-year-old myself, I'm thinking, okay, wait, as a kid, we did the movie. We all had that movie. Gosh, what was that? 6th grade?
No, we had it in 5th grade.
Okay. Well, I was a little delayed.
You went to Catholic school too. So, I'm surprised they showed you the movie at all.
10 or 11 in your guys' cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Finn's been asking a lot of questions that I feel like he's old enough that I shouldn't be giving him, I just give him vague answers. I don't give him the answer that my parents gave me, which was, when God decides to bless you with a child, he does. And then I used to pray in kindergarten, like, dear God, please, I haven't finished kindergarten yet, and I don't have a job. Please don't bless me with a child.
And I don't have a job.
Right. You know where my, like, anxiety, if you want to trace my anxiety, it goes back to believing at 5 years old that I was going to
be blessed with a child.
Be an unwed, unschooled mother.
Deadbeat mom with no job.
So this family wants to do it. Either they said they'll do it all in one session or spread it out over 6 weekly sessions. Oh, great.
Wow. It's a class all of a sudden.
Holy moly. Kids are like, oh, great. Although, I'm sure the next day at school, everyone's like, did you have another class?
Yeah, right. Tell us something.
That's the only thing that's holding me back from not having this talk with my 8-year-old now. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, he could maybe wrap his brain around it, but he's totally going to school and telling everybody else. And I'm not going to be that mom who, you know, has to answer to all the other parents. Like, thanks a lot. Your kid came to school and told my kid about the birds and the bees and I wasn't ready yet. And then there's this study, which, you know, guy would have been all over this. According to a new survey, the average couple has relations for how many minutes a week, do you think?
All told during the course of the week? During the course of the week, all told. Let's see. If guy would have been all over it, the number must be on the rather high side. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, over the course of the week, I'm going to say 85 minutes.
Whoa. Whoa, I am so below average.
Maybe I should have just given you the number so that your reaction wouldn't call you out. Just around 70 minutes a week.
70. Okay. Holy. Oh,
that
see.
Wasn't too far off.
I was thinking well, 7.
Entertainment Schmick coming up in the next 6 minutes. And Kevin's going to be texting his wife. Ready for it?
It's Entertainment Schmig.
We talked about this yesterday in the 840 Schmig, but a lot of stars apparently avoiding Ryan Seacrest on the Oscar red carpet this Sunday. He will still be co-hosting along with Julianne Rancic for E! And they're NBC. NBC Universal owns E! And NBC's Today Show ran a whole thing yesterday about how a source, a former coworker, witnessed Ryan being sexually inappropriate with his accuser, his personal stylist, Susie Hardy.
I'm surprised they just wouldn't say, you know what, until we know the full details on this, we're just going to have him sit this one out.
Well, he says they conducted an investigation and he was cleared of any wrongdoing. But NBC Universal, I mean, people claimed that they had spoken to the network about Matt Lauer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's one of these things where he was such a big, I don't know. I'm not going to try and guess. But they're thinking of maybe having Ryan prearrange interviews with stars that he knows so that there are no surprises and what, like pre-record them?
Oh, wow.
Hey, could you get to the red carpet like 5 hours early so I can... Could you come the day before and do all your hair and makeup and dress? That would be great. There's another list out of Oscar predictions for Sunday night. Who should win and who will win? And they're saying walking away with Best Picture will be The Shape of Water. And director Guillermo del Toro will also win Best Director. But who should win? Call Me by Your Name. And Dunkirk director Christopher Nolan.
I kind of disagree with that. I saw Dunkirk. It's a different type of war film, but it's a little messy in places where it doesn't need to be messy. It's not, I personally feel, his best work.
And long, too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
As far as the only like sure thing they say is Sam Rockwell. He should and will win for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. He's won everything already. So if you're doing an Oscar pool, that's your safe bet. They say Coco will win animated feature and should.
Mm-hmm.
And should and will win best original screenplay. Get out. They also say Frances McDormand will win Best Actress and Gary Oldman will win Best Actor, even though they shouldn't. Oprah, this talk about her being president is not going away. And it's because people keep asking her about it and she keeps answering and she keeps changing her answer. She shut it down, but then she was interviewed by People magazine and said, I don't know. After her Golden Globe speech and all this Oprah for President buzz started, she prayed. And she said she kind of asked God for a sign, but she hasn't gotten that. But she said she's had lots of wealthy people calling up and saying they can get her $1 billion, they can run her campaign. And with that many people saying something, she said, am I at least supposed to look at the question?
I would think. I mean, you know, how big of a sign do you need? That kind of, to me, if somebody said, hey, look, I'm going to front you $1 billion. Okay.
If I had like 1 million people on Twitter using the hashtag Jen for president, I would be, I don't know.
If nothing else, it shows you she's a good marketer because all you have to do is say, I'm not sure yet. And you can say that for a long time.
Yeah,
right.
And people
right.
will talk about it for a long time.
And she knows enough wealthy people that it's not like she has to start fundraising today.
Right.
Today.
Plus, sell a bunch of soup and she's golden.
Oh, that's good. The new Heather's TV show was supposed to premiere March 7th. But a story about kids murdering other kids in high school, maybe not a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to postpone it indefinitely. I watched Heather's on Netflix recently because it's streaming. And let me just tell you, it was dark.
Yeah, very.
It was, and I mean, I loved that movie in high school. But when I was in high school, that was such fantasy.
Yes, you're right.
We were not thinking about someone showing up to our school with a gun. Or poisoning us, or, you know, all the different things that they did in Heather's. Spoiler alert. Yeah, it's postponed indefinitely. But another reboot that is in the works, 9 to 5.
Hey, all right.
Here's the thing. The original cast may be back, not as the main stars, but they're trying to get Rashida Jones to write the script and have three younger women dealing with sexism and harassment in the workplace. And then they turn to Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, and Dolly Parton for guidance. And hopefully don't kidnap Dabney Coleman. Dabney Coleman might still be available for work.
Probably. I mean, he's got to be way
up
there.
Oh, he is up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at him. I'm going to look him up real quick. He is
late
86.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's available. And NBC's feeling the heat from places like Netflix and Amazon and Hulu. They're cutting the number of commercials in primetime by 20% on all of their networks beginning this fall. That's big.
That's big. Yeah. That is real big.
Yeah. But that might mean that the price of ads go up, especially on shows like This Is Us, where now you can buy This Is Us crockpot decals reminding you to unplug. That is a thing. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40 online at Y98.com, including Charles Barkley's promo for this weekend's SNL and the trailer for Wreck-It Ralph 2, if your kids are into that.
I'm so glad they made a sequel, and that was fast.
Or if your Kevin is into that, which he is.
Hey, man, it's one of the more underrated, newer Disney films, and John C. Reilly is great.
Sarah Silverman's a great cartoon voice, too. But don't let your kids watch her stand-up. Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
You know, there is that old saying about March coming in like a lion and leaving.
Stupid criminal. Oh, my gosh. There are so many from which to choose. I'm going to race through these because there are so many. They're all so good, though. Three stupid criminals. Well, more than three stupid criminals, but one is like an awesome hero story. We'll save that for the end. There's a guy whose middle name is actually Trouble. His name's Rodney Trouble Phillips, and we know that because he was arrested after he punched a 56-year-old man on the street, punched him in the face, stole his ring and necklace. Rodney Trouble Phillips was arrested for burglary and robbery. Two shoplifters in Phoenix stole from a gas station, and then they ran off when the police showed up. They jumped a fence to get away, but they ended up jumping into the parking lot of the police station.
Whoopsie.
One of them tried to hide under a bench. Not smart. That you think you could hide under a bench and that you didn't see the big sign that said police station. And then a guy in Maine, was arrested a few months back when he stole someone's U-Haul. Got into a police chase and ended up crashing. That happened back on Halloween. And apparently he didn't learn his lesson because on Sunday he stole another U-Haul, wound up in a police chase, and they eventually caught him when he crashed.
Wow.
I think he's just going to keep trying until he can do it. You know, U-Hauls don't move that fast.
No, yeah, not the nimblest of vehicles.
No, not a whole lot of pickup, especially when you got a lot of heavy junk in the back. Not smart. But this is my favorite. In London, there was this woman being robbed on the street by five guys who wanted her purse. They were young, like teens or early 20s. And this guy, John Nixon, came up and told them to leave her alone. And then they turned and said, we're going to take your money. Well, John fought in the war, trained as a commando. I love these stories, you know. People just assume that they can take on this one guy. His training kicked in, he said, and he took on all five of them. When they tried to take his money, he karate chopped one in the neck.
Damn.
Knocked that guy down. He was barely conscious. So then that freaked out the other four, and they took off. One of them pulled out a pocket knife, though, and slashed John's hand before he ran away. But the cop said he was extraordinarily brave. And the reason this is such an awesome story, besides John being a hero, when I said John fought in the war, he fought in Korea. John Nixon is 88 years old.
Whoa!
I say, he's got to be up there if he was in Korea.
Yes! They totally thought they were robbing an old man, too, and they got punched in. They got kicked in the throat. Stupid criminal. Oh, gotta love it. All right, we have traffic and news to get to, and we have your next code word in the 12K a day coming up at 7:10. So let's get to it. Showers this morning, then really windy later, and temperature's going to drop a little bit. We'll see a high this afternoon in the low 50s. Still 55 downtown, and Lance with traffic.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.